With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
See, this is the problem when Hollywood Nick Asher just decides he's done. We don't have any updates. We don't have enough commercials. So I got to come on at 11:59 and 55 seconds because Hollywood Nick Asher decides. I'm sorry, television's Nick Asher. Sorry. He's not in his living room, so he could wear red sweatpants. So he is just, I'm done. Rooster, you take over. You take the mantle. I don't care if you're ready or not.
I was told an exact time to end our show, and I ended it at the exact time I was told by producer Jim Jester.
Don't ever listen directions. To Jim Jester.
Well, he is the producer. He is in charge. I don't know why he just showed his nipple. That was weird, but things are getting weird here.
I mean, things are very strange around here.
So I do not need you to ridicule me when I did what I was supposed to do. It's you that doesn't follow directions, and it's you that shows up just before your show.
Well, I was here earlier.
Were you? I didn't see you. Yeah. Did you come say hi?
No.
Well, then that's your fault. You're a jerk.
I don't like you.
Well, so fine. You know what? I don't like you either. I hope you have a terrible show today. Good day, sir.
Wow. Mean. So mean.
Being nice. Now we're not friends anymore. Going home.
Oh, Hollywood Nick Asher on his way out. By the way, next Saturday, I just found this out. Nick is jet-setting lifestyles of the rich and famous Robin Leach-style champagne dreams and caviar wishes off to Costa Rica.
Do I need to defend myself again?
Yes.
See, this is what happens. I know you were doing this to get me to stay here. Yes, I have to go to a wedding. Yes, it's in Costa Rica. The people that are getting married, one of them lived in Costa Rica, and they decided to get engaged over the summer and have everybody go to Costa Rica in December. Now, yes,
that's real smart planning by people.
Well, first off, it's very short notice in my mind. Secondly, it's during football season.
I would agree.
Third, I didn't have a choice. Fourth, it's going to be warm and sunny, so I'm not really complaining that much.
Yeah, okay, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Who gets engaged in the summer and then gets married like before the year's even number one?
Someone that clearly had this all planned before the proposal actually happened. That's how I look at it.
That's fair. And then on top of that, I mean, like the whole Costa Rica thing in mid-December. Like, sounds great. Do they have any comprehension that people just don't have, like, well, you have thousands and thousands of dollars just hanging out and around.
Yes, that's
it. But most people don't have thousands of dollars, especially in December.
Destination.
When everything's due and Christmas presents and all that stuff.
Destination weddings are generally selfish. That's how I see them. But these are friends, and we love them, so we'll be going. Because, again, I'm not complaining. It's still going to be a lovely place. Though I would tell you, I would have preferred...
You're such a nice guy.
Well, listen, I am a generous person, and I just... If I'm needed somewhere, my presence is needed, I will be there.
You needed me here. Robin Leach, just provide the caviar. I'll be there.
I've never eaten caviar. It looks disgusting. Secondly, you needed me here, so see, this is why I stayed here, because you clearly needed me to defend myself as you slander me on the air right off the bat. I just want you to know that it hurt my feelings, the things you said a minute ago.
The things that I say on the air are the same things I say off the air.
This is true. You are just as crazy off the air as you are on the air. I will say that.
I'm honest. I'm bold. I'm not afraid to bust your chops
a little bit. You're a psychopath. But
that part is true. Now, didn't you just get back from like Turks and Caicos for like 3 weeks?
It was not Turks and Caicos, and it was not 3 weeks, that's for sure.
It felt like you
were
gone forever.
It was the Redskins bye week. There was nothing going on.
I mean,
that was a planned vacation.
I watch you and Wes and Alexa every morning. You come into my living room from your living room.
I like that, by the way.
Sports
I'm going to steal that line.
Yeah, there you go. And it just felt like 4 weeks that Ashu wasn't there.
I would love to take a 4 week vacation somewhere. I would just gallivant around the world, but I don't get that option. I have things to do, but it was only 4 days. And it was the Redskins bye week. Everybody takes off during the Redskins bye week
because
they wear us out. That team wears us out.
I agree.
Have you seen that everybody wants Bill Callahan to be the head coach now?
I've heard that.
I'm going to vomit.
I've written a couple of blogs about that type of thing.
Good work, by the way, with SI. You've been doing a good job with that.
Makes
me want to throw up.
A little fodder. I know you are very anti-Bill Callahan. I'm going to talk about it because I was going to talk about it anyway. But can I ask you just real quickly before I let you go?
Uh-huh.
You're only anti-Bill Callahan because he's old-fashioned,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the offense is horrid. They are. They went 16 quarters without scoring a touchdown.
Okay.
Don't overthink this. I see you thinking.
Okay, can I ask you this?
They're running the ball, and now it's beautiful, and you're excited.
How good is the passing offense?
It's not that good, no.
It's 32nd in
yes,
the league.
Exactly.
It sucks. It's awful.
Yes.
That's the reason why they couldn't score points.
They just can't score, period, though, Chris.
I know, but that's the reason why they couldn't score points.
Now, listen,
everybody blamed it on the running game. That was the only thing that was working.
I want a balanced offense.
I agree.
I love what they have in the backfield now, that combination and the way they're handling it. But I don't want to see this old-fashioned, very simple, run-it-up-the-gut type offense next year. They will be figured out very quickly. And people can say, well, they've won a couple of games. They ran the ball well against Carolina, who was 27th against the run. And they beat back-to-back backup quarterbacks, including a guy named Jeff Driscoll.
I understand
Sorry, neither one of those teams are scary to anyone.
Listen, if Dwayne Haskins and if they had anything resembling a human being at tight end, if Dwayne Haskins and whatever would resemble as a human being as a tight end and at slot receiver, if that part of their game develops and gets better over the next 4 weeks, I think you could see
an
offense
next year. You're in on
Callahan,
aren't you? Have you been brainwashed too now?
I haven't been brainwashed because
it looks brainwashed.
I have a different reason why I don't want Bill Callahan.
Okay, at least you. Well, mine is going to be because then you're enabling the structure that's already there within the organization. Good.
So we're
on the same page.
Mine is different than yours, but that's the reason why I can't have Bill
Callahan. No, that's my number one reason.
Okay.
The offense and everything is secondary to me.
I mean, you could say it's dinosaur riddled. In terms of
considering he hasn't been a successful head coach since 2003, was awful at Nebraska, then was terrible after they lost the Super Bowl.
It.
And some people think they threw the Super Bowl, which I think is a little bit much, but that was always thrown around too. No, I don't want Bill Callahan as the head coach, but I want it less because I don't want the same structure to be there because they can say, oh, well, this will totally work fine, and now everybody gets the same. We all go play putt-putt in the office together. It'll be fun.
I heard that line. I chuckled at that line while stuck in traffic.
I don't want any of these things.
As I was walking up the hill from the practice field yesterday, I saw all the lights on in what I believe is Dan's office.
You've never been invited in there before?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I've been in Bruce's office, unfortunately, once.
Oh, wow. This looks... Did you get in trouble?
Not really, but it was an uncomfortable hour, I can tell you that.
Oh, an hour?
Yeah.
Was this one-on-one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why have you not told this more? Is this going to get you in trouble by talking about this?
I mean, I got in trouble by someone for revealing back then on 980 that we had that. It wasn't just me.
Oh, this was that long ago?
It was before they hired Jay. It was after they fired Shanahan.
Oh, I don't
before they hired Jay.
You never really talked about this that much.
Yeah, well, because we weren't supposed to talk about it. But now all those people are gone that, you know, like got mad. And I kind of, and it wasn't just me, but I was in there for an hour.
Wow.
And I was telling Uncle Brucey how to fix his organization. Mm-hmm. And clearly, Uncle Brucey did not listen because
he
still
did you
suck.
Wave your hands in the air, too, when you did it?
Why are you doing this the way you're supposed to? Bruce, you got to get a better refrigerator in here, and you got to get a better putt-putt course because that's how you win football games.
My favorite thing is when you do impressions of yourself. That's definitely... Or it's impressions of us doing impressions of you. But either way, it still works.
Exactly.
I love this.
Exactly. Well, I'm here for your entertainment.
Yes, you are. This is true.
For 3.5 hours. This is what I want to know.
Uh-huh.
How is it that you have a partner, Tommy Lovero?
Yes.
And I'm going to be filling in for you next week while again, you're on another luxurious Himalaya Swiss Alps vacation.
You're good at coming up with random places I'm not going. It's impressive.
While you're jet-setting around and champagne dreams and caviar wishes and all that stuff.
Gallivanting is the proper word that you use.
Sure. I'm going to fill in for you from 9 to noon with Tom Lovero. How is it that you guys have two guys? I am just little old me. And I have to do 3.5 hours by myself.
Because you don't always work well with a partner because you're selfish and you take all the air out of the room.
Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty rough. So what you're saying is you are much more conducive.
I'm a team player.
You're a team player.
Yes.
Would everybody that works around you agree with that?
I don't know.
What would Gary Carter say about that?
He would say that I'm absolutely a team player and that you are the problem always, as you know. If it involves Gary Carter, it usually becomes a conversation about you.
What would Tim Murray say about
that? I know Tim was just a team player. He was.
How could you be a team player when you're always taking off?
I am using allotted days that are given to me contractually.
By my agent. I've got Scott Boris as my agent.
Ooh, Scott Boris, that would be great.
Yeah.
Can I get Bryce's contract?
There's three people around here that walk with their chest puffed out about their agents. Anthony Rendon, Steven Strasburg, and television's Nick Ashew.
This is a new bit from you. I like this.
I mean, I'm just...
You've been working on some new material since the last time we were together.
Trying to come up with... Did you do an interview with Donald Dell, too?
No.
That's going to air?
On the 17th, no, I did not.
Did you consult Mark Lerner
about... You know
what?
I will not have you shame me for going to a wedding that a friend is having in a nice location, all right? So you leave me alone. You're
a
bully.
You know what's a nice location in mid-December?
What?
Omaha freaking Nebraska. Not Costa Rica. Not the Swiss Alps.
Who wants to go to Omaha in
December? Not Turks and Caicos. I want you to go to Omaha, Nebraska.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah, no, I want you to go to Omaha, Nebraska. I want you to just grind it out for a little bit to kind of just be uncomfortable and to not have this wonderful life, this storybook. Well, that's why you don't have kids, Russell. You can do whatever you want.
Listen.
You have more money.
And Nick, are you guys going to have kids? No, not right now. We prefer to travel. We made the choice of that over kids. Yeah.
Your wife is a saint.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she is a wonderful woman.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just a shame that she just can't see right through you.
Well,
I mean,
I think you're the one that's painting the negative picture about me, and it really hurts my feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's very hurtful.
I apologize.
And no, I don't choose to go to Omaha in December because I have the choice to not go to Omaha. Now,
Billings, Montana?
Could you suffer
for a little bit?
If the wedding was there.
Could your life not be so damn perfect?
I have had plenty of obstacles. I definitely don't. I think you know that. So let's not play this up as I've had some things handed to me on a silver platter. First off, everything I've done in my life I've earned, so you don't even go down that road. Secondly, if the wedding was in Billings, Montana, I would be going to Billings, Montana in December. I'd be complaining a lot more about it, but I would do it because this is for friendship.
Would you wear your red pants?
Yes, my red sweatpants. You didn't even talk about my slippers. Look at my slippers.
Oh my God.
I wore slippers in here. It's so comfortable. They're UGG slippers, too. It's so great. My feet are on a cloud.
Wait. If I had time, I would get like a little video of that little shimmy in your red sweatpants.
It's a one-time thing. It was for you only. It was me showing you my slippers. I love it. I come in sweatpants and slippers on Saturdays. It's great here. Love
Good.
It.
No one will judge
me except you, but I don't care because you're a bully anyway, and you bully everybody here.
I'm not a bully.
You are a bully.
I do miss working with you.
I know,
sometimes.
Man. We had fun because all we do sometimes. Is just give each other crap, yeah. But it works.
We pick on each other.
We do pick on each other a lot.
I mean, it's all love, at least from my perspective.
Oh, stop That's... it. You know I heart you. You're my buddy.
Wow. Wow. You're going to send me emojis later?
I might. Do you want some emojis? What kind of emojis? Loving emojis?
Sure. Like your heart pounding
and
out
it was
of
at that
chest.
Moment Chris Russell made things even weirder. And the whole show went off the rails.
Oh, the whole show is completely off the rails.
Your
already.
Fault. I was ready to leave, and you're talking about me. I got to defend myself.
All right, television's Nick Ashew. We're going to let him leave, and we're going to actually start a radio show.
Look at you.
I mean, I've got 3 hours and 15 minutes to do it.
Are you
going to
talk about running the football for 3 hours?
Absolutely.
That's
the only reason why
so
I would
much.
Want Bill Callahan
Today's
to stay
NFL
around.
Today's NFL is all about running the football 50 times.
I know, because, I mean, if you're three, I mean, look, things are working out great for Sean McVay in Los Angeles with a crappy quarterback. Let's sign every crappy quarterback to a $140 million deal. And then go, all of a sudden, Sean McVay is not a boy genius anymore. Well, maybe you should try running the football. Then we'd be able to run an offense.
I got it.
Then we'd be able to win games.
I poked the
then
bear.
Then we'd be able to get back to Super Bowl.
By the way, yeah, I know nobody can see it, but the waving of the hands was very, very exaggerated throughout that rant. It was exactly what I'd hoped for. My job is done. Have a great show, buddy. I'm glad I got you to rant about running the football. Please wave your hands more. Have a great show. I'll listen to you on
Enjoy
the way home.
Enjoy Sydney, Australia next week.
That's not it either.
Melbourne?
None of those.
All right, we got to take a timeout. Sorry about that. Pardon the interruption. Anyway, we will actually do a radio show when we come back. Yes, why don't we? Till 3:30, and then the SEC championship, I believe, comes your way right here on The Fan. Hopefully that'll be more entertaining than that last segment of me and Nick just piling on each other. On The Fan! And that's where I wanted to start the radio program today at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, is this. And Nick and I obviously kind of talked about it a little bit, right? The Redskins are running a two-game winning streak. The Redskins are still alive for the playoffs. If the Redskins were to upset Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, again, not likely, but not absurdly out of the question, right? It's going to take a lot. I think we can all agree on that. By the way, Oklahoma up 7-0 over Baylor. I got to get that game on TV instead of CBS Sports Network. I've got to figure out where Fox Sports 1 or whatever it is on our stupid, horrible television setup here. I'm sure I'll get Fox Business Channel instead of the channel that I actually need. But anyway, so the Redskins have won 2 in a row. If, and again, it's a huge if, they win tomorrow at Lambeau against the 9-3 Green Bay Packers. If, and again, huge if. But it's not like you can't picture a scenario that it works out that way. Then Bill Callahan goes to 4-4 as interim head coach. And I know, as we were just kind of teasing with Hollywood about, I know that 99% of you Redskins fans and people that love throwing the pigskin around absolutely abhor Bill Callahan. Like, think he's just an absolute 85-year-old dinosaur. Instead of being effective with what he's been given. Because that's how I view him. He's effective with what he's been given, which is, quite honestly, not a whole lot except for potential. Right? I think we all understand. The Redskins have some good young cornerstone pieces. Dwayne Haskins, Darius Geis, Terry McLaurin, Kelvin Harmon. I mean, I guess you want to call Eric Flowers that? I guess. Brandon Scherff, I guess. A couple of defensive pieces. We could talk about the whole team. All just think about the offense for a second. But just because you have this young talent and this young cornerstone pieces, and potentially you could be looking at one day saying, ah, you know what? That quartet that I just kind of mentioned is kind of similar to what the Cowboys tried to build, although different circumstances, with Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, a pretty good offensive line, although they had a great offensive line then. Alvin Harper, Michael Irvin, right? That's your Terry McLaurin, and maybe I'm jumping the gun here a little bit with Kelvin Harmon, right? Everybody's got to prove themselves. But the pieces are at least there to tap into. And everybody says, oh, well, you can't have Bill Callahan. You can't hire this guy. You can't have him coach one more day. And the question that I keep coming back to is, all right, I see the point, but it's not because of why you guys think. It's not because he's clueless as a head coach. It's not because his philosophy is too out of date. Because if you look, he's married, at least by arrangement, to Kevin O'Connell, a young, hip, aggressive, new age offensive coordinator and play caller. Now, we know that Kevin O'Connell is not getting to do exactly what he would want to do. That's just fact. Kevin O'Connell said yesterday at the end of his press conference, we want to run the ball. Bill Callahan wants to run the ball. Kevin O'Connell doesn't want to run the ball as much as Bill Callahan does. But that's okay. That doesn't mean that they can't coexist and help each other and develop and devise a game plan, which I think we saw last week. So I guess basically what I'm asking, what would it take for you, Redskins fan, or NFL fan, for you to think, you know what, hiring Bill Callahan is not an awful choice for the permanent job or for the official moving forward type situation, where he's no longer the interim? Because every time you refer to him, you should be referring to Bill Callahan. Not that he deserves it as a slap in the face, but it's his title. He's the interim head coach. Not the permanent head coach. Not the official head coach. Not the full-time head coach. What would it take for you to come around to Bill Callahan? Is it a magic carpet ride, 6-0, division title, into the playoffs? They accomplished something that they had a better chance of getting struck by lightning a couple of times, and somehow, some way, it worked. Is it that? Is that the only scenario? Or even with that, are you not in? Or is there something else? Is there something else in the middle? What if they win 5 out of 6? Obviously don't make the playoffs, but win 5 out of 6. And the run game's humming, and you continue to see the progress week in, week out, in different ways than you can measure statistically in Dwayne Haskins. You continue to just see glimpses of hope in the future between Kelvin Harmon and Terry McLaurin. And it looks like the Redskins are heading in the right direction. Is that what you need? Or is there no scenario at all, period, none, zero, that you are willing to consider Bill Callahan moving forward as the full-time head coach? So give me what it would take for you, if you were making the decision, if you were evaluating to move forward on a permanent basis or on a full-time basis, I guess. Not that it's not full-time. You know what I'm saying. On an official basis with Bill Callahan. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's where we'll start. Don't worry, boys and girls. We're going to get into plenty of other things. We'll get into the Trent Williams thing. We'll get into Preston Smith. We'll get into the Green Bay Packers, how to beat the Packers. We'll get into Mark Lerner and Scott Boras's response. And the Phillies. Oh, my gosh. The Phillies are trying to steal Steven Strasburg and Anthony Rendon. I wonder where you heard at least the Rendon part first. I'll have that answer for you coming up later on the show. It is the Rooster, Chris Russell, with you on a Saturday afternoon until 3:30 in the SEC Championship on the Fan. All right, good to have you with us on a Saturday afternoon. They're playing the Big 12 Championship game down at Jerry's World. Baylor, Oklahoma. Looks like we're going to have a touchdown here. I don't know if they ruled it a touchdown or not. Great catch and great footwork. Definitely gets 1 foot down in bounds before the second foot comes out. And in college, that's a catch. But he doesn't have complete possession. I didn't see it from that angle. Okay. The old Dr. Pepper cam helping the old rooster out. See? I couldn't tell that from that angle. But, yeah, you can clearly see he doesn't have clear possession. So I don't know how they rule that as a touchdown as they show 5,000 replays. But, hey, we got the game on. Darius says it looks good. Says it's in HD, so I'm happy. So I can watch the Big 12 championship game. Oh, the ruling on the field was an incomplete pass. So I can't imagine it's going to be overturned. 7-0 right now, Oklahoma over Baylor in the Big 12 title game. All right, 800-636-1067. So what argument could you make? What would it take for Bill Callahan to be the official head coach moving forward, not the interim head coach? Is there any argument? What would it take in your mind, in your heart, as a Redskins fan? Is there any scenario? Personally, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to be honest with you, I love that Bill Callahan is a little old school. I love the fact that he believes in a running game first philosophy, because you know that's where I believe. And I know that's what works, especially when your passing game sucks, which the Redskins' passing game still sucks. It's last in the league. And make no mistake about it, anybody that has told you anything other than the Redskins passing game sucked, and that's the reason why they didn't score 16 for 16 quarters in a row, that's the truth. Anything else that you hear from anyone else is a flat-out, bold-faced lie. Okay? The reason why the Redskins offense stinks, largely still, is because of the passing offense, not because they run the ball. But anyway, I established that, right? So I'm philosophically aligned with Bill Callahan in terms of that philosophy. I'm also philosophically aligned with, you know, I'm out there every day now again, right? Every day this week, officials at practice, every day. And that's been the case for the last couple of weeks. I wasn't sure that it was every day because I wasn't out there every single day, but this week I was. I was out there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for all three of the main practices, officials there every day. Yesterday, they're pumping in go Pack go, go Pack go over the loudspeakers, right? Trying to create as much loud noise. Okay, teams do that, fine, whatever. Callahan is trying to get this team ready to go try and win a game at Lambeau Field in December. Okay, fine. Coaches do that. So I'm philosophically aligned with him. I appreciate what he's trying to do, trying to get a more disciplined, a more functioning football team. You know why the Redskins are always in third and long or were always in third and long under Jay Gruden? It's not because they ran the ball. It's not because they ran the ball. No, 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 no. It's because they were sacked or they were taking a holding penalty or a procedure penalty. Every single time they got the ball, they couldn't wait to throw up all over themselves. That's why. Not because they ran the ball, because of that. So Bill Callahan's had the officials out there, right? He's pumping in noise. The other thing that he does every day when we're out there, they pound away at individual technique drills. Into different. I put up video yesterday. The offensive lineman under the bridge, getting low, out of their stance, exploding out of their stance. And I'm hearing Phil Roush, the offensive line coach, bark out, you know, different calls that they have and different alignments with their body. And they have to get low and they have to explode out. And it's a different technique based on the call. That's what they do. That's what Bill Callahan does. I'm not saying Jay Gruden never did any of that stuff. Of course he did. But there is a constant emphasis on playing the right way, playing cleanly, as clean as you can, avoiding silly penalties, avoiding putting your team in the hole, avoiding the thing you don't do good, trying to jam that down the throat. There is a philosophy, an identity, a DNA that Bill Callahan has established. You don't have to like it, but that's the reality. And I believe that's helped them win some games. There are other reasons why they've won games. I get it. But I like what Bill Callahan has done. That being said, I'm not naive enough to go, I want Bill Callahan to be the head coach permanently of the Washington Redskins. And there's one main reason for that. I'll get to that in a little bit. I want to get you aboard in the radio program right here, right now. Let's go to Kurland in Springfield. Is it Kurland?
Danny. Danny from Springfield.
Oh, Danny
yeah.
in Springfield. Wow. Kurland, Danny?
That's all right.
You know. Hey.
Yeah,
hey.
Whatever.
How are you?
Hey. Yeah, they must have picked up the phone thing. So a little bit too much identity. Hey, Rooster, love the show.
Thanks, pal.
You just sold me on Callahan even more than I already wanted to be with everything that you just said.
Just because of some of the things that I was preaching about? You were already like there?
Everything you said, yeah, I was already there.
Okay.
You know, they have a young team. They're going to have more young players. I kind of view Callahan as a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see Bruce go. I mean, I think he needs to go.
Right.
And I'd almost rather them promote somebody from within so they have a little stability.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've had a little stability there for years. And as much as I begrudgingly hate to say it, I do see some organizational growth. I just think the cancer needs to be removed and promote somebody young from within. You know, so I think that the defense has mysteriously gotten better ever since Callahan took over. Why is that? Because they're not sitting on the field the whole time.
Yep. That's
so,
part of it.
So I think because of the running game, you protect the defense. Meanwhile, you give the young guy who's, you know, not very accurate right now, you give him a chance to develop, you know, and his game is the long ball. That's where he's going to make his money in this league. And if you can develop play action, you know, that's kind of like the old Redskins formula. I don't think you have to be complicated to win in the league. I think you have to be. I just remember the old Riggins. It's just run it down your throat and you can't stop it. So, you know what we're going to do? I remember them calling out the play that they were going to run before running it, the old Russ Grimm.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they would just do it, and you couldn't stop
because
it.
Because that was their identity. That was their DNA, and they broke your spirit, right? Now, it's a different league, and I understand not everything is the same. I got it. I totally understand.
And I'm a dummy.
No.
I predicted them to go 12 and to go 10 and 6 this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah,
they were going to win 7 games because you know, now I got to shave my head if they lose one more time. You know, I mean,
I'm not shaving my head because I did not make that promise to my students.
I hear you.
No, but I'm the big dummy who got on with a couple people and said they were going to go 10-6 because of that run game. But I mean, Darius Geis is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not
oh, absolutely.
Bad.
I mean, and listen, I think people are realizing how special he can be when he's healthy. And that's part of the reason, I think, why they are still, you know, limiting his touches and his carries, which I know drives like Grant crazy. Because,
I love it.
You know, to me, like the number one thing that I've got to do is keep Darius Geis healthy. I don't need to see him as a running back. I know he's good already.
10 plays per game just to keep him developing.
Yeah, I want more than that, but I don't need to run him 25 times a game. Not with Adrian Peterson in the backfield, and Adrian Peterson is still more than productive. Danny, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks. Have a good weekend. I appreciate you being on my side. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's quickly get to Josh in D.C. on the fan. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Ruth?
What's up, Josh?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you.
So I agree kind of with the last caller. Personally, I think if Callahan can win the next 2 or maybe even 3 of the next 4 games, I feel like you'd be doing the team kind of a disservice not to see what he could do with the full season as being the head coach.
Right.
Meaning being involved with the draft and like you said, implementing his philosophy and basically putting his stamp on the team. Now, obviously, I want Bruce Allen gone like everybody else. I mean, even if he's, you know, taken and put in a different part of the organization, I think a guy like Kyle Smith or somebody like that could be promoted from within to a GM. But I think we'd be doing a disservice to him and his staff by not seeing what he could do with the full season, you know, OTAs and all that.
That's a great point, Josh. A great point because even though he was on this staff and even though he would work those offensive linemen to the point where they were crying and whining constantly behind the scenes about how hard they were working, he hasn't had a chance to be the head guy and to totally do things the way he – now, again, the way he wants to do things is going to annoy today's modern-day player, right? So there's going to be problems with that. It's going to be anti a lot of people's analytical beliefs and throwing the football beliefs. So I got that. I understand that. The biggest reason that I don't – I haven't exactly given it out yet. You mentioned it, though. Because of how closely he's aligned with Bruce Allen, and I'm not saying they think philosophically every way the same way, but because he's closely aligned with Bruce Allen, to me, that's the only scenario that allows him to continue, number one. And number two, if I'm going to make the exchange of Bruce Allen gone and removed from football operations and along with Bill Callahan, I'm more than willing to make that exchange to find somebody new. That's the reason, not the philosophy. That's the reason. Sounds like Josh.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like we're on the same page, right? Kind of. I mean, you went one step further. You went one step further, which I liked. But we both don't want Bruce Allen with his fingerprints on the football operations, period, right? That's
exactly.
Fair to say. I'm with you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We'll get to Chris and Jim next. We've got an open line for you at 800-636-1067. What would it take for you to embrace, buy into, fall in love with the idea, the notion that Bill Callahan should be the official head coach moving forward of the Washington Redskins? Your calls, your thoughts on that next on The Fan. Does he have to go 6-0 to finish up the year? 5-1? Does he have to make the playoffs and win the division under, again, the most unlikeliest of circumstances? Is there no scenario that would work for you? For me, it wouldn't even take a 6-0 finish. For me, it wouldn't even take a 5-1 finish. I'm philosophically aligned with Bill Callahan. I like the way he works players. I like the way he preaches fundamentals and techniques. I like the way he grinds players. I think this team absolutely, desperately needed some more accountability, some more firm structure, some more expectations, less of a loosey-goosey, you know, atmosphere. I mean, listen, they still blare music. They still play ping pong left and right constantly. All of that. He hasn't changed everything. He hasn't made them robots. He's made them better, tougher. That's what he's done. But that being said, could you, like, if Bill Callahan staying is automatically coupled with Bruce Allen staying in power, I'm not in. There's just no chance I can buy into that. 6-0, magic carpet ride, philosophically aligned, run game. I can't do it. Can't do it. Because I know where that's leading. I can't do it. I'm out. But if you could tell me, hey, you know what? We're going to finish 4-2. We're going to show progress. We're going to be tougher. We're going to be more disciplined. We're going to be more like a sound football team instead of a comedy show. And Bruce Allen's retiring. I think I might be able to get in on Bill Callahan. And I know that would upset so many people. I know that would upset so many people. But it would not upset me. And I'm sorry that those of you that want to throw the ball 45 times a game can't get in with that. I'm sorry. Let's go to Chris and Tyson's on The Fan. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Rooster, how are you doing?
What's up, Chris?
I pretty much agree with you, and I didn't start that way. But if I look back to when Callahan started, he actually made some really good improvements with the O-line, and we're all bought in. And what I think I need is an endorsement from new leadership. If we got a new GM and that person came in and said Callahan's our guy for these reasons, and we're going to give him time, that's a change in message, a change in philosophy, a change in leadership, and that's just about all I would need.
So you're saying new guy running football operations makes the decision ultimately, right? Sees what he sees and makes the evaluation that way.
I mean, if Bruce doesn't go, is anybody going to really believe 100% that he's going to be able to do that? That Callahan's going to be able to do his job?
No, that's the problem, right? I mean, especially because they're known to be aligned, right? They've been aligned since going back to Oakland, right? Bruce also brought him here, so that's my fear: is that again, Bruce would stay. But if Bruce was removed and a new guy is hired, whether it be Kyle Smith, whether it be somebody from the outside, and then that person evaluated Bill Callahan and said, you know what, continuity, fundamentals, hard work, old school approach is what I think we need. I'm okay with that, even though I would be fearful that Dan would have his fingerprints on it. I would be okay with that.
I agree.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you, man. Have a great Saturday. I appreciate you. Jim, hang on. We're going to get to you after the top of the hour. Got to take a quick time out. We'll have the CBS Sports Update coming up. Baylor, Oklahoma update as well. Found that game on ABC, so that's good. We'll have that for you coming up in just moments. And then hour number two about a little Saturday radio get-together here on The Fan coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.